We have to think of them as forever baling, setting, and hauling, while the northeast lowers over shallow banks, unchanging and erosionless, or drawing their money, drying sails at dockage, not as making a trip that will be unpayable for a haul that will not bear examination. There is no end of it, the voiceless wailing, no end to the withering of withered flowers, to the movement of pain that is painless and motionless, to the drift of the sea and the drifting wreckage, the bones' prayer to death, its God. Only the hardly, barely prayable prayer of the one Annunciation. It seems, as one becomes older, that the past has another pattern, and ceases to be a mere sequence, or even development, the latter a partial fallacy encouraged by superficial notions of evolution, which becomes, in the popular mind, a means of disowning the past. The moments of happiness, not the sense of well-being, fruition, fulfillment, security or affection, or even a very good dinner, but the sudden illumination. We had the experience but missed the meaning, and approach to the meaning restores the experience in a different form, beyond any meaning we can assign to happiness.